What's up, everyone? This is Josh Peterson of Humanikin Media.
And I'm Gerald Glassford, and we're from the Pop Culture Cosmos and the PCC Multiverse. And you're listening to Weird, a Two Dudes podcast right here on the ACE Podcast Network.
I feel like there's a joke in here somewhere.
I know, that's really weird, isn't it?
ACE Podcast.
Weird.
Ho, ho, ho.
No, that's a little
Merry
late.
New Year.
That's a little... Santa doesn't wish that. We can go back to the last episode. Santa, you know, Santa, he is real. Santa isn't teal.
He's not teal. He's not on a wheel.
Hey, it's the first... Today is January 1st.
Yeah.
We're releasing this podcast on the first day of 2018.
We actually got together with the powers that be. Somebody sprayed some patchouli in here earlier.
Patchouli.
We got together with the powers that be, and we rearranged the first of the year so it would land on our day we had to record.
Anyway, it's episode 136.
You didn't know what to make of that, did you?
Episode 136, which means this year, Craig, if we keep going at the rate we're going, and who says we're not, we could reach episode 200 before you even know it. How you doing, buddy?
I'm all right.
Now, I know last episode we were in here, last week, and you weren't at Tops of Your Pops or whatever you want to call it.
I wasn't
it.
On that British TV show?
No, Tops of the Pops. You were down. You were a little, you know what? You had the year-end blues.
I had the everything blues.
But you got your new iPhone 10. There's nothing to be sad about.
Except
X.
I'm sitting here while we're talking. It's the 10. The thing is, while we're talking, I'm trying to get like the case. I'm trying to get all like the little dusty particles off the inside of the case.
Right.
And no matter how many times you do it.
It doesn't matter.
He comes back, there's more.
There's more. Maybe in the year 2018, maybe this year, they'll come up with technology that keeps dust out of the back of your.
And they'll deliver them in Tic Tacs.
I want to say give a special shout out to Adam Johnson who sent us an update this week on the poo between the windows story.
Yeah,
remember that?
Yeah, I do.
The guy that was featured in that story was on some kind of Australian game show with Noel.
He answered his own trivia question about poo in a window.
Noel, the guy from Mighty Boosh, was on that same show. Hilarious guy.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And also, I'd like to thank Mark Patch because many of the stories.
Is that with the whole story?
Yeah, that's all we've got about the poo between the story. I didn't know.
So Adam sends us that, says there's an update, but you don't elaborate on what
that
is.
Well, the only update is the guy made an appearance on this game show.
Well, Adam, I need to know a little more about this.
Well, you can watch it. He sent us the link.
I don't want to
watch the show.
I don't want to go. He just sent me the link, did he?
Yes. You even thumbsed up it on Facebook.
Did you say thumbsed up it?
That's what I said. You liked it on Facebook.
You're right. I actually did. You're right. But I didn't realize there was a link there.
I was in the middle of thanking Mark Patch when you interrupted to go back. And Mark submitted, I bet, half these stories tonight.
Mark's on the payroll.
Mark is the man. Not only did he produce our theme song, he is now producing the show, it appears.
He's a contributor.
He's a big contributor.
Now, if Mark could just bankroll us.
Somebody needs to bankroll us.
Yeah, because, you know, we need that.
Anyway.
Are we going to go with this?
Well, I've got two selfish promotions I want to talk about real quick.
I didn't agree to this.
We've got lots of weird news today. Thanks, Mark Patch. But before we get to it, I want to mention that Wisecracks Radio Hour, my other podcast, which you're also a part of.
No, I'm not.
The season finale.
Did you say Siri?
We just released the season finale. And I want everybody to go listen to it because there's a couple of guests on the show that make appearances, you being one of them. Of course, Craig plays the grumpy Mr. Brumbles.
It's not a stretch.
Has played him since the beginning of Wisecracks Radio Hour. But we introduced a new character this week. Steve Dallas played. Are you ready for this? You don't know this yet.
Kevin Cronin?
Nope, not Kevin Cronin. Played by your friend and mine, Randall Pierce.
Really?
Yes, Randall plays Steve Dallas on the last episode this season of Wisecracks Radio Hour. And did a great job.
That's awesome.
It's pretty cool. But I think he may be a reoccurring character come season 3. We'll have to wait and see.
That's awesome.
Anyway, so go
out
there. You're
going to tell everybody that right now. First time I heard about it.
Yeah,
I don't even get some insider information here.
No, you do not. No, you just did. You hear it. Well, you're hearing it before anybody else. Because this hadn't been published yet. So
we're live.
There you go.
This is live.
Anyway. All right, that was number
that
one.
Little wince you just did. You went.
that was selfish promotion number one. Selfish promotion number two, Craig. I would like to say that if any of our listeners has it in their minds to start a podcast in 2018, I would love to be a part of it. And you can go to premierpodcastproductions.com, which is my website.
Premier
Podcast Productions, and drop me a line. We'll get together and we'll start your podcast. Everyone can have a podcast. You got something you'd like to talk about, and people are out there that want to hear it. I can help you make that dream come true. Contact me at premierpodcastproductions.com. That's it. That's all the stuff. Do you want to promote anything? That's a great hat, by the way.
Thanks.
Did you get that for Christmas?
Kinda. Craig, secondhand.
Craig has a beautiful Bob Ross baseball cap on.
Yeah, I do.
I'm very thrilled.
My daughter gave it to me.
I'd like to have it. Which one? Which daughter?
The middle one.
Oh, Savannah. Yeah. How nice.
Yeah, she got it at a Dirty Santa thing, and then it was like she gave it to me.
Of all your daughters, she's in my top two. I'll tell you that
yeah.
right now.
Yeah, she's in the top two of all my daughters.
I love Gabrielle. She's the bomb.
You want her to live with you?
Sure, she can come on over, stick around. Can she cook?
I don't know. No, she makes a pretty good little, what do you call these things? It's almost like wedding mint things for Christmas. Like
oh, Lori loves those things.
They have
loves
like cream cheese and stuff in them.
Really I don't like them.
Okay. They're really good.
Anyway, you got tonight's top story?
Top story.
Well, that was kind of quiet.
That was
it?
Really lame.
Let me try it again. You got tonight's top story?
Top story.
There.
Colorado inventors make whiskey-based deodorant.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
That was all of it. Loveland, Colorado, a Colorado couple has introduced a new deodorant made with whiskey. Erica and Jason Foich, close enough.
Yeah.
Launched a Kickstarter this week for their all-natural booze-based underarm deodorant called Pit Liquor.
Pit Liquor.
That sounds disgusting. The product comes in three varieties: whiskey lavender, whiskey vanilla, and whiskey black pepper.
There's no whiskey patchouli.
Thank goodness.
Because I could order that.
The makers said the alcohol kills the bacteria in smelly armpits, or gets them liquored up. They don't smell anymore.
Pit liquor.
Although it's made with real whiskey, the brand promises you won't smell like you've been at a bar all day. And no, you can't drink it, and you can't get drunk from it, the company says. The company said it's similar to hand sanitizer. What if you drink that stuff?
I don't know. I would vomit.
When you smell it initially, but then it goes away. We had it tested by people who are in the Navy, teachers, businessmen, yoga teachers, runners, desk jockeys, artists, policemen.
That about covers it. That's everybody.
We got the tire place.
Podcasters. Bob Ross.
Oh. Some guy at church. Bob Ross. This other guy.
Steve down at the plant.
My brother's sister's uncle's mother's brother's sister's
the twins
best friend
at school.
No one complained about the smell. Single shot 1 ounce bottles of sprayable pit liquor are. I just want to say pit liquor.
Well, that's not bad. That's not a bad price.
Are
at all.
Available for a pledge of $7 with an estimated February delivery date.
I might try it.
Larger bottles are available for larger pledges, and also there's a good chance that this will never happen because Kickstarters constantly rob people blind.
They certainly do. But you know, we use homemade deodorant.
You're a pit licker.
I make my deodorant with patchouli and coconut oil.
And you stink. You literally one of the smelliest people I know. You gave this bottle of patchouli a minute ago, and you said, put this on your wrist, it'll calm you down.
I did not say that
it
at all.
It literally took my breath away.
Here's how the conversation went. What are you doing? Well, this helps calm me down a little bit. Patchouli. Oh, give me that. Then you yell at me about it stinking.
It literally took my breath away. I couldn't even talk. I was over going, oh.
I love me some essential
smell
oils.
Like some, oh, I just smelled it again.
It's good for you.
I have such a headache.
Headline is, man robs convenience store with a fake gun made from furniture parts.
That's convenient.
Jeffrey Derringer. He should have just used a Derringer.
Derringer.
Yeah.
What irony.
Age 48.
I got him. Jeffrey Derringer robs a furniture place
ironic.
With a fake gun.
He was arrested after robbing a Circle K in Akron, Ohio, which he often frequents. Don't rob a store you often frequent.
They know you.
And, you know, we got Circle K's here in Middle Tennessee.
Yeah, they used to be 7-Elevens.
Yeah, I know. I miss the 7-Elevens because they always had those Krispy Kreme donuts when you walked in the door.
They have them here.
He entered the gas station on
Krispy. Wait. We had this discussion before. They never had Krispy Kreme
donuts. They did. The one I went to had Krispy Kreme donuts, a little display.
You're high on patchouli.
He entered the gas station on Christmas carrying what at first appeared to be a shotgun, ordering everyone to get down. Get down.
Get down. I've got a piece of furniture.
Draw your shades and curtains. While he forced an employee to hand over the contents of the cash register. Another employee fled to the back and was able to call police. The shotgun was actually fashioned from a pole, a spring, and table legs all tied together. The customers in the store quickly realized that the gun was a fake and tackled this dude with the help of three customers. Police quickly located him in a nearby parking lot after he fled the scene. He is awaiting court.
Wait,
in
they
the
tackled
county.
Him and then he got away?
Yeah, no, they tackled him and I guess he scrambled free, but apparently he didn't get far. Cops found him and his fake gun. And now his wife's at home yelling because the table won't stand up straight.
This just in. Customer finds side of cocaine with order of cheese sticks.
Oh, boy. You know, this story, it happened a lot in 2017. I hope it doesn't keep recurring.
Let's hope this isn't a sign of what's to come.
Right.
Right off the bat, already having this kind of stuff.
Yep.
What's going on in this world?
No, it's all Griffith, Indiana.
Griffith. This is my story?
Oh, go ahead.
I'll tell you where it is when I'm ready.
Dateline.
Griffith, Indiana. A fast food restaurant in northwest Indiana will remain closed until police figure out how drugs allegedly wound up in a customer's order. A Broad Street, is that Heroes?
No, it's Gyros.
People say Gyros. I think it's Heroes.
Interesting story, sidetrack here.
While you're telling your story, I'm going to look it up.
I met Ted Turner at a gyro place in Atlanta one time.
Really?
Yes.
It's Hero, by the way.
Is it really?
Yes.
Well, Ted Turner called it Gyro.
Well, he's an idiot.
Very friendly guy. Didn't mind me getting a picture with him.
He's supposed to be a really nice guy.
Yeah, he really is.
I don't know how he keeps it together being married to Jane.
He's no longer married.
Oh, you're right. They're,
he's not fond of Jane.
I see what you did there. Anyway, a Broad Street Heroes customer called police November 21st saying she thought there was cocaine in her takeout order. She told police she
salt.
And she's like, I mean, I don't know what cocaine looks like or anything. I just think that's what it is. She told police she found a small baggie of white powder stuffed inside a plastic foam cup along with her cheese sticks.
Just a bonus. She got the Happy Meal.
She's really happy. She added that along with the owner, Carrie Dimoff, there was a woman she had never seen before who told her they were going to hook her up.
Yeah, you look a little down today. We're going to hook you up.
We're going to hook you up.
Check the bottom of your fries.
According to the Tribune, at first she thought she was going to get extra food, police said, which you and I have the extra food.
Oh, my gosh.
Food.
We used to order, like,
I'd go through
and order an apple pie and end up with, like, 10 pounds of food.
I know. SK.
Thanks, SK.
She became suspicious when someone from the restaurant called her and tried to get the bag back.
Excuse me.
Even offering to pick it up.
Excuse me. Yes. I'll come get your bag back.
I get that bag. You still got that bag I gave you?
I got to have it.
A canine later detected the scent of drugs inside the woman's bathroom at the 105 North Broadway Street restaurant, as well as in the drawer of the office, but no cocaine was found. Dimoff said she was stunned by the incident and told the town council that the woman who was with her that night is no longer employed at the Broad Street G-Rose. Yeah, I said G-Rose.
I'm going to call it Gyros. Headline is, Florida man paralyzed after chasing a monkey that stole his favorite hat. Would you chase a monkey if it took that hat off your head right there?
I'd kill that monkey.
I'd chase the monkey for that hat. I want that hat. I looked on Amazon for that hat. It wasn't available.
Don't you know you got to chase the monkey?
Chase the monkey. This comes to us from Destin, Florida. A Florida man now living in Bali is fighting for his life. Yeah, Bali is fighting for his life after he fell from a roof. What's he doing on a roof?
He's chasing the monkey stole his favorite
while Pittsburgh chasing Steelers. A monkey that stole his favorite Pittsburgh Steelers cap. The Northwest Florida Daily News reported that Jeff Swede Swedenhelm fell 33 feet on Monday. Wow. Villagers took him to a local hospital where he was diagnosed with severe damage to his spinal cord. He is currently paralyzed from the chest down. That's not a funny story.
No, why would you tell something like this?
Because he's chasing a monkey across the
roof.
That
is pretty funny.
Lyric Swedenhelm, who lives in Destin, said his family is trying to get her father to a country with a spinal specialist. She said Swedenhelm is in a medically induced coma and is on a ventilator. The family has started a fundraising page on GoFundMe, which has already raised more than $58,000. You know what's missing from this story, Craig?
No.
We don't know if he got the hat or not. There may be monkey out there with a Pittsburgh Steelers hat.
You know, that happened here locally. A guy that I knew for years, he's since sadly passed away, but he was working in a house and fell out the window by accident and paralyzed. Boom, done.
My uncle fell on my brother-in-law off the roof of my brother's house once.
Yeah, but your brother or whoever it was broke the fall, right?
Luke. Yeah, it was Luke. He broke the
fall. Oh, we are excited about this, aren't we?
Darn it.
That's an
update. Excited about this next one.
Yeah, that's our update theme.
Darn it.
You know what's really sad?
What?
Is I don't remember who read that last story.
I did.
Oh, that's right. It was just so boring.
Boy, wake up, man. Okay, first of all, with this update you're about to read, we've got part of the original story first and then the update afterwards. I just don't want you to get too confused when you see another
headline. I'm still confused about this whole thing.
Okay, this is awesome, by the way.
Remember Shazam?
Yes.
The Sinbad movie that doesn't exist.
Right.
You're not alone.
Yeah, I remember. It was a great movie.
That
very
was
funny.
The story. That was the headline. The headline was Shazam, the Sinbad movie that doesn't exist. You're not alone for not remembering.
Yeah, we had this in 2017.
Right, which was like a couple days ago.
Now
it's 2018.
It's been a year ago since we had this story, though.
No, but it's been just a couple days since it's been.
Right. But this
can I finish? Originally reported by Weird on January 3rd, 2017.
Yeah.
Parallel universes have long been a staple of science fiction, but a bizarre phenomenon involving a large group of people remembering a movie that doesn't actually exist, at least in this universe, has led some authors, after using a bong, to speculate that this amounts to evidence of overlapping realities. This week, we escape a mind-numbing news cycle to explore a mind-bending situation.
What was going on in the news last year? Do you remember? On the 3rd?
About
Shazam? Oh, Trump and all that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Hundreds of people claim to remember a classic 90s. Oh, classic's a stretch.
Any Sinbad movie is a classic
okay.
to me.
90s movie starring comedian Sinbad as a wish-granting genie, but the problem is the movie remembered as Shazam never actually existed. This phenomenon is not new. Sinbad went to Twitter to mock the idea that the movie existed in 2009 and has used social media to correct people ever since. And then there was science.mike, whatever, offered to an explanation. A false memory is, you could think of it as an extreme example of the general phenomenon of memory distortion.
Oh, that'd be a good name for a band.
Memory distortion?
Yes.
Christopher Chabris, co-author of The Invisible Gorilla and a professor of psychology who has researched false memories, said in the phone interview, memory distorts, it's not like a DVD. Well, of course, not. DVDs have compression.
Right, it's more like a VHS.
Blu-ray has virtually no compression. I mean, it's compressed, but it looks so good.
Right, yeah.
Laserdisc,
yeah.
No compression.
Laserdisc. I used to have a Laserdisc player.
They look great.
Yeah. Big albums. They look like big albums.
Anywho.
Right.
All memories, when we receive them, are constructed out of stuff that's been stored and is in our minds somehow. This Shazam thing is a fairly simple example, or at least starts with a fairly simple example of exactly. Well, guess what?
What?
Science, Mike.
Yeah, Mike.
You're an idiot.
Dot Mike.
Here's the updated part.
Yeah.
The Sinbad genie movie Shazam is real, and we have proof.
Yes. They found a copy.
You may remember a few months ago there was a phenomenon. We're just repeating ourselves. Yeah, phenomenon. People were freaking out about the old movie, blah, blah, blah. It was your standard fare for kids movie of the era. A popular comedian was playing a bombastic, magical character.
He was funny.
And getting into hijinks, blah, blah, blah. I'm just really stretching this out. Anyway, how could this be? It did actually. It was the only. Many people thought it didn't exist.
Right.
There were huge groups of people all over the internet who distinctly remember the film. Outlets like Vox and Mashable contended it was simply the Mandela effect, a phenomenon where groups of people believe something false due to the fact that it sounds very plausible in their head.
We could do a whole show on Mandela effect.
Right. Most of these sites pointed to the similar-sounding 90s kids movie Kazam, starring Shaquille O'Neal.
Terrible movie.
Which was also about a kid discovering a wacky genie. Even Sinbad, who ostensibly starred in the film, seemingly had no recollection of it and was actively shooting down proposed evidence that it existed. And adding fuel to the fire was the fact that no one could seem to find hard evidence the film actually existed. There were no clips online, no entries on Internet Movie Database, Wikipedia, no actual data what the film was or who else was involved beyond Sinbad. But today, that all changed. We found it. We found Shazam.
Yes,
yes, Shazam is real. One of our producers, who is this?
I've forgotten what website this was.
Not our producers, but somebody in this article. Their producers were exploring a long-abandoned Blockbuster video store check this out. They were exploring a long abandoned Blockbuster video store when they happened upon a dusty. Why were they? Why did they abandon the store and leave all the videos?
I don't know, but that would be so much fun.
They happened upon a dusty VHS tape, and the tape just happened to be titled Shazam.
And there's a photograph of the actual tape.
After some wrangling to find a functioning find a functioning VHS player.
No, we got a couple of those at the house.
That's not surprising. We popped it in, and it was right there in front of us. Actual proof, the internet was right this entire time. Shazam is real. It seemed completely unbelievable, yet the evidence was staring us in the face. The footage we have is badly damaged and looks like someone tried to record over it, but it's definitely the legendary Shazam.
And as proof.
And I saw the footage.
We posted it on our Facebook page.
But see, at some point, what confused me is Sinbad said, well, he claimed he had done a TV thing where he was playing a genie. They did a marathon of Sinbad the Sailor movies.
Yep.
So could it be that that's what it was? It wasn't really a movie.
No, he actually says in the clip that we found, I am Shazam, the magic genie.
Yeah, but why is he denying this? Because it was so bad?
I don't know.
Why is it not an internet movie database?
I do not know that.
Or is this a joke on top of a joke? Did somebody
Could
make
be.
This?
I don't know.
Did he create this?
We've got the footage.
But he might have created it. I got an app right now on my phone that'll make anything look like VHS.
Well, who knows? Anyway, go
somebody
check it
knows.
Out. Check out our Facebook.
That was a whole lot to talk about.
Are you tired? You need a nap now? I'll take over. Headline is, abominable snowman arrested in Oregon for drunk driving. Now, straight up, first off, Craig, I've got to say that this is not a true story.
He can let the air conditioner running.
This story actually appeared online, but it is a more or less an ad for don't drive drunk for kids.
And don't drive if you're an abominable snowman.
Right. Police in Oregon arrested Abominable T. Snowman Monday as part of an effort to crack down on drunk driving during the holidays.
Do you have a problem with the word abominable T?
Abominable T. The operation at the St. Helens Police. So it is a true story. They did, quote unquote, arrest Abominable T. Snowman, but it was a guy in a costume. The operation by the St. Helens.
So you're going to tell me Chewbacca's not a real monster either.
Oh, that's my Chewbacca. That's even better. The operation by the. Have you seen the new Star Wars?
Yeah, I did.
I haven't seen it yet. My son loves it.
I don't want to ruin anything for anybody, but Darth Vader is Luke's father.
James said that it's his favorite of all of them so far. Except, although, he said Return of the Jedi. That's still number one.
I don't know how it could be better than Empire Strikes Back. It's still
no, that's the one.
Empire Strikes Back is the best one.
That's his favorite
And actually, we won't go into it, but I started reading articles that really made me second guess everything I thought about the new one after I saw it.
Yeah.
Because there really are a lot of good points that are made about the things they did in that
don't
movie.
Don't read that crap. Just enjoy the movie, man. Anyway, police in Oregon arrested Abominable T. Snowman Monday as part of an effort to crack down on drunk driving during the holiday season. The operation by the St. Helens Police Department is a high-visibility enforcement campaign to crack down on drunk, drugged, or high drivers. What's the difference between a drugged and a high driver? I guess drugs, maybe you took prescription drugs and drove, and high drivers are... Anyway. Which the department referred to in a press release as some of the most dangerous driving days in the United States because... of distracted driving. That's even worse, they say, than drunk driving. There's a great documentary on Netflix. It's only about 30 minutes long, but it's about distracted driving.
Kind of like distracted podcasting. I'm over here on my phone while you're talking.
I see you there. Impaired driving has become an increasingly dangerous occurrence in St. Helens since the winter holiday season began. Sergeant Jose Costello said, our goal is simple, to deter people from driving after they've been drinking or using drugs, including marijuana, in order to save lives. The snowman was arrested early Monday by an honorary patrol officer, Santa Claus. The department wrote that snowman, who was arrested on charges of DUI and reckless driving with a blood alcohol level of 0.16, admitted that he was driving home from a holiday party, which he drank a little too much peppermint schnapps. The police department joked that Snowman is scheduled to appear in court on December 20th. Mr. Snowman is very lucky that more serious property damage or injury to a pedestrian or fellow driver did not occur, yada, yada, yada. So they arrested a fake snowman for being fake drunk. That's the end of the story.
I am so bored right now.
It was not a good story.
No, I'm just bored.
Oh.
Hey.
Yeah.
This just in.
Go.
Officer, where'd I go?
Go.
My mic's acting weird.
Do it.
Officers followed a trail.
Hey, don't mess with your mic. That's expensive equipment.
I know it is. I paid a lot for this. Officers followed a trail of junk food to alleged armed robbery suspects.
Oh, that's a mistake you and I would make if we were criminals.
Oklahoma City. Hey, something we know about.
We got lots of friends there.
Yeah, we do. Authorities say three people were taken into custody after their junk food craving got the better of them. Around 4:30 a.m.
Oh,
on December 20th, Officers were called to Southwest 36th Street and Meta Avenue.
I didn't like.
Anyway, following a reported armed robbery, when officers arrived, same thing.
Yeah.
At the scene, they met a man who said that he had been texting a woman he met through the Meet Me app on his phone.
Never heard of it.
Quit downloading that. He said they were planning to meet up, and she had asked him to bring 2 bags of Sour Patch Kids. I think that I would go out with you, but you need to bring me 2 bags of Sour Patch Kids, 2 bags of Flaming Hot Cheetos, and a bottle of Pepsi.
Good night, almighty.
When the victim arrived at the address the woman gave him, the affidavit states that 2 men with bandanas covering their face pushed him to the ground and held him at gunpoint. They wanted those Sour Patch Kids.
Absolutely.
While being held at gunpoint, the victim says the men demanded the junk food and his wallet. According to the arrest affidavit, the victim asked if he could keep his wallet and just give them the $150 in cash that he had, and they agreed. Well, that sounds fair.
Yeah. I don't have to get a new license that way.
The victim was able to drive away and called police. When officers arrived at the robbery scene, they couldn't believe what they saw. As if a scene from a Hansel... What? Let me try that again.
Yeah.
We'll try that again.
Go ahead, try it again. Yeah,
try it again. As if a scene from Hansel and Gretel, officers found Flamin' Hot Cheetos leading up to the front door of a home on South Parkview.
Have you ever had a Flamin' Hot Cheeto?
Yeah, I think so.
I have not. I had that Flamin' Hot chip you gave me one time. I'm still feeling the pain from that.
Woo. You know, you're buying bags of them now.
I am.
It had been raining and misting the entire night, and the Cheetos in the front yard were still crisp because we tasted them.
It's because they're made of plastic.
There appeared to be fresh, wet footprints leading up to the front door, the arrest affidavit states. When officers knocked on the door, the report states that they could see some of the stolen items in plain view. Authorities arrested a 17-year-old girl, 20-year-old Austin Badger, and 20-year-old Dylan Buxton at the
Austin
scene.
Austin Badger don't care.
Austin Badger don't care. Oh, no, a snake. All of the alleged suspects were taken into custody on complaints of robbery with firearm.
You said snake.
Turn that off. You don't get to play. I'm going to hit a button randomly. If you don't
No, no, no. Wait a minute. We haven't had this in like 14 episodes.
Watch out. That's not true.
It is. It's been a while.
There's not even a snake story. You're abusing.
No, but you said snake.
You're abusing your power.
I said, Freaky the Snake. Oh, man.
Freaky Snake-o.
Hey, this is Randall.
Hey, I like that mix, that remix.
Headline is Pueblo Police Arrest.
Pueblo Police.
That's hard to say.
Pablo Cruz.
Arrest. Pants on the ground robbery suspect. Pants on the ground. Looking like a fool. Pueblo Police said officers arrested 26-year-old Jeremy Aragon, a man caught on surveillance video robbing a Family Dollar store in Pueblo while his pants were falling down. I knew I was going to get somebody in trouble. The video of the robbery at the Family Dollar went viral after witnesses caught a man, later identified by police as Aragon, stealing speakers and took out her phone. Whatever that means. Oh, the lady recorded it. I would have jumped in if I'd have thought I was going to hurt her. I wanted to have my camera out there because police need evidence. Right.
Oh, wait. Said I would have jumped in if what?
I would have jumped in if I thought he was going to hurt her.
Okay, I wasn't sure you said that.
Yeah. So, Marcy's
sure
story.
You smell patchouli?
Can I finish this story?
I don't know. Can you?
The woman who shot the video said, he took her ring, too. He pulled it off her finger, and her hands were all bloody.
What kind of ring was that?
The video of the robbery was watched by more than 74,000 people, according to Facebook, soon after it was uploaded, helping police identify the 26-year-old Jeremy Aragon. Video of the robbery was watched that many times, and Jeremy Aragon got arrested after his pants hit the ground. Pants on the ground. Remember that song?
Awesome.
Yeah, whatever.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
I'll go.
Hey.
Yeah.
Stewart, Florida. A Florida man complaining about his dinner to police has landed in trouble. A 51-year-old, that's your age, 51-year-old
really
man
is.
Was charged with
mis-
No, it's not.
Yeah, 51.
I'm not 51 years
you
old.
You are 51, you liar.
I am not, you lying sack of crap.
What year were you born?
1967.
It's 2018.
But I'm not 51.
You are 51.
I am not. Take that back.
You check your dates.
Check the month I was born. Are you done? Are you? Are you done? Yes. A 51-year-old man was charged with misusing the 911 system after he called dispatchers twice to complain about the size of the meal served to him at Krabby's Seafood Chain. So now, who's Krabby now?
He called 911 because his meal was too small.
Yeah,
because
he's being crabby.
If that were the case, I'd have 911 on speed dial.
TCPalm.com reported Nelson Augusto was arrested Monday. Police told the newspaper he complained the clams he was eating were so small he didn't want to pay for them. In a 911 call released by the police department, Augusto told the dispatcher, "I ordered something, and it was extremely so small." The dispatcher told Augusto to call a non-emergency line, but he told police he forgot the number. You know, honestly, that's a hard number to remember.
It's not.
No, seriously. If 911 is emergency, now I'm not gonna get on my soapbox about how stupid you don't need to be calling 911. But could we come up with something like 311
or
511 or 123, something that's not emergency that's easy to remember?
Non-emergency. Oh, yeah. I understand
the number. I mean,
is it 811? 811 would be a great number for non-emergency police.
811 or just 111.
Something. I hear you. I'm in agreement.
54321.
I take it back. You're not 51. We're both still 50. This year we'll both be 51.
You're old.
Okay, I want to explain something. This next story we've got, not funny. Not funny at all, but very weird.
We don't promise stories to be funny. They happen to be funny.
Yeah, this is just weird.
What we promise is weird.
This is weird and scary. This is a story of nightmares. Headline is, ambulance crewman accused of killing patients and selling them to a mafia funeral parlor. An Italian ambulance stretcher bearer has been arrested on suspicion of injecting air into patients' veins and selling their bodies to a funeral parlor for 300 euros.
Wait, he's injecting air to kill them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. In an operation with alleged links to the Sicilian mafia.
What do they need, like, dummy bodies to, like...
I don't know. I guess he's killing these patients, and before the family can say anything, taking them to the funeral home, so they're stuck with it. I don't know. David,
maybe make money for the funeral home.
Yeah, that's what it is. David Garofalo, age 42, from Sicily.
Is it Janine's father?
It is. It probably is alleged to have killed at least 3 people with the injection method and possibly up to 50 people.
That's one for each year of your life.
Woo! In what was dubbed the Ambulance of Death investigation, Mr. Garofalo is accused of secretly injecting air as patients were transported, killing them by triggering an embolism, the obstruction of an artery, usually with an air bubble or a clot. Police are now analyzing around 50 suspicious deaths that took place in the town of Biancavilla near Catania.
Biancavilla?
Yeah, in eastern Sicily in a 4-year period ending last year. They're working on the theory that the stretcher bearer may have been working in cooperation with a local clan from Costa Nostra, the Sicilian mafia. They think Mr. Garofalo, a father of 3...
You change his name every time you say it.
...sent the dead patients to the funeral business with links to organized crime for which he was paid 300 euros per corpse. His alleged 3 victims were a 55-year-old man, an elderly man, and an elderly woman who were all reportedly terminally ill, and the ambulance was taking them from the hospital to their home so they could die in peace with their loved ones. That doesn't make it okay, by the way.
No, it does not make it okay.
Another 3 alleged...
But if he explained that to the cops, they'd probably say, oh, that's fine.
We're going to make it...
We understand.
Murder's not illegal anymore. Another 3 alleged accomplices are being investigated by police. Sicily remains one of Italy's poorest regions, in part a result of the stranglehold of the mafia. The gruesome practice...
Wasn't that a Nugent song?
Stranglehold of the mafia? The gruesome practice emerged earlier this year from a television investigation in which an alleged accomplice turned informant, 28-year-old local, said people are not dying by the hand of God. Rafael Covetti, a senior police officer, said this is a particularly cruel way for these people to die. Andrea Bonomo, an anti-mafia investigator, said, aren't we all anti-mafia, pretty much?
Sure.
They all had the trust they put in him as a stretcher bearer that he betrayed. Before finding a job as an ambulance crew, the suspect had worked on the slopes of Mount Etna, the hulking volcano overlooking Catania, picking oranges.
You know, honestly, that's one of the most boring stories you've ever told me.
To me, it kind of scared me. I mean, you think an ambulance...
It scared me you kept going at the point
an
where...
An ambulance ride.
The rest of us were asleep over here.
What's safer than that? You know?
I don't know. I know a couple that have crashed.
I don't.
Really? This just in. high on patchouli. Suspect offered to buy a Colorado sheriff's car with marijuana.
Hey,
a Colorado.
That's a nice car.
Hey, nice car. You want to?
I got a little trade here for you.
A Colorado sheriff trying to sell his personal vehicle on Craigslist ended up making two arrests when potential buyers attempted to pay with black market marijuana. Wait, ooh. Is there not black? Is there anything other than that?
That's the really good stuff.
How do you know?
I've just read.
Teller County Sheriff Jason Mikesell. Mikesell?
He might sell.
He might not sell.
He might sell it?
He might not.
For pot?
Said he posted a Craigslist ad to sell his old car, and one potential buyer, Sean Langley, 39, responded to the ad and offered to pay cash with 4 pounds of homegrown black market marijuana instead of cash.
So he didn't have enough cash, so he was going to add in some homegrown black market marijuana.
He's trying to sweeten the deal. Langley, unaware that Mikesell was a sheriff, sent photos of the marijuana via text message to the sheriff's office, said. Mikesell had undercover detectives meet with Langley, who showed up with another person, Jane Cravens. Oh, Jane.
She's craving all kind of stuff.
Because she's on that wacky tobacco. And they had two large bags of marijuana. Langley and Cravens, the offices of Langley and Cravens, were arrested, and the marijuana was seized. Mikesell said his department is currently working to crack down on illegal marijuana owners and said he's still got that car to sell if you want to buy it.
Jane said.
She did.
Headline is, stylist arrested after giving man an unwanted Stooges hairdo.
Oh, I want to see a picture.
Police in Madison arrested a hairstylist after he gave a customer a very unwanted Larry Fine hairdo. Police spokesman Joel Despain says the 22-year-old victim told officers the stylist asked him to stop fidgeting and moving his head during the Friday haircut. That's when Despain says the stylist then nicked the customer's ear with the clippers before running them down the middle of the man's head on the shortest attachment, leaving him looking a bit like Larry from the Three Stooges. Have you ever had your ear clipped by a hairstylist?
I actually have.
I've had both clipped on the same sitting before when I was
a
kid.
You just kind of get that.
I don't think she liked me.
This is barber I had when I was a kid. He's a nice guy. Still in business. And he's like, he did it when he was like.
It's not Shorty over here,
no,
is it?
No, you just kind of get, really. you just really get like.
Inside joke, but man, that's gold. Go ahead.
I hope Shorty doesn't listen anymore.
I always try to go to him because he's always a little short. He needs the money. Go ahead. Finish your little story.
You're the reason why we're going to get letters. You're the reason why people are going to hate us. You're the reason
Nobody
why
knows.
Your car is going to explode when you go.
Nobody knows Shorty.
Anyway, I was getting my haircut and he clipped, and you just get one of these kind of like, oops.
Yeah.
You don't really get like anything like, I'm sorry, here's a gift card.
Well, this lady was very apologetic, but then she turned around and did my other ear. I guess she wanted them to match.
Well, she had to make sure they were even.
Yeah. Despain says that the officers arrested the 46-year-old hairstylist, Khalid Shabani, who pleaded not guilty to disorderly conduct Wednesday. Despain says Shabani told officers it was an accident. I don't know. I don't know about that.
Take me to Florida. In Florida, I went berserk. This just in, Florida man arrested for pummeling ATM. They gave him too much money.
What? Why? Only in Florida.
Why would you get mad because he gave you too much money?
That's what I'm saying.
A Florida man was arrested after police said he admitted punching an automated teller machine last month. They had to, every once in a while, they've got to spell it out so we know what ATM means.
ATM.
As USA Today reported, 23-year-old Michael Joseph Oleksik.
Good name, Joseph.
Called a Wells Fargo branch in Cocoa to confess and apologize, claiming the machine was giving him too much money and he grew frustrated. He was reportedly running late for work when he started attacking the ATM's touchscreen, causing more than $5,000 in damage.
Oh, he must have busted it.
The bank chose to press charges against who was arrested on suspicion of criminal mischief. Have you seen these new ATMs now? You go up to like Bank of America and you just put your phone up to it.
No.
Instead of having to pull your card out, put the card in the slot and all that kind of stuff,
yeah.
You walk in, like, I got an Apple Watch.
Yeah.
On the Apple Watch, I just bring up Apple Pay, like I'm going to use Apple Pay. I just put my hand up there, and it goes, bleep. And it's like my card.
Mark of the Beast.
I don't have to. No, Mark of the ATM.
Scary stuff.
No.
Scary stuff.
It just identifies me. Are we at the end already?
Already?
It's the Mark Patch Top 10. Top 10 far-out facts about David Bowie.
One of the fine people we lost last year.
Yeah.
David Bowie. We lost a lot of good folks in 2017. Not as bad as 2016, where we lost everybody.
Well, look, we got 2018 to look forward to.
Yeah, who are we going to lose this year?
All of them.
Every entertainer in the world.
Every one of them that dies, we will lose.
Whew.
Okay, number 10.
Yeah. Wait, what is this? Top 10?
Top 10 far-out facts about David Bowie. We just discussed this.
Okay, go ahead.
Number 10. He didn't know how to pronounce his own name, which he had previously changed twice.
Wow.
Born David Robert Jones, Bowie decided to change his name early in his career to Tom Jones. It's not unusual for him to change his name.
What's
from,
new, Pussycat? Whoa.
Hey, y'all like Tom Jones.
I love Tom Jones.
Tom Jones is awesome.
Yeah, he is.
Anyway, born, not the whole, like, gold medallion.
Oh,
chest,
that's
not,
what I
not,
like.
No. He's actually, that dude's, he had charisma.
Oh, yeah, he's a good guy.
Hey, yeah, he's coming over later. We're playing some bocce in the backyard.
Nice.
That's not really unusual.
It's very unusual.
Anyway.
Go ahead.
Born David Robert Jones, Bowie decided to change his name early in his career to Tom Jones in 1965 to avoid being mistaken for Monkey singer, God rest his soul, Davy Jones.
I met the man.
Just a week after making this decision, Welsh singer Tom Jones released his smash hit, It's Not Unusual, in anticipation of the Carlton dance phenomenon of the 90s. Annoyed, the young singer changed his name again to David Bowie after the famous American Knife, supposedly because, like him, it had two edges.
Oh, what? Interesting.
Hmm.
Interesting. Number nine of the top 10 far-out facts about David Bowie. He almost died because he ate nothing but peppers for a month.
He didn't almost die. He actually died.
Oh, he did die. This was before he died this time. Yeah. And the story, there was something. He was on drugs at the time, and that's all that he had to eat was peppers for a month.
It's worth a shot. Number eight, he was voted the best dressed Briton ever.
Wow. Number seven, he's an integral part of the Metal Gear Solid universe.
I have to check with the son about that. My son, I don't know about that.
Hmm.
Why is he an integral part of that?
Beats me.
Number six. Who beats you?
David Bowie
beat you the game?
Yeah. It's not unusual.
Number six.
Yeah.
He saved the first music video recorded in space.
Yes. This story goes that one of the astronauts recorded a David Bowie song in space, and it wasn't Ground Control to Major Tom. It wasn't that one. It was a different one. But the record company tried to pull it from YouTube. And David Bowie stepped in and said, no, this is a fantastic recording.
Oh.
It stays. And it
I
did.
I thought it was the moon landing he was pulling that was filmed in space.
There's no such thing as a moon landing filmed in space.
Yeah, there is.
No, there's not. Number five, he was annoyed by a Nirvana cover. I guess he had one on his bed and he just didn't like it.
I was wondering about that. Number four, Christopher Nolan begged him to be Nikola Tesla. Hey, so... that is the Prestige. Was that a Christopher Nolan movie?
Yeah.
Have you seen the Prestige?
No, but I want
to. It's awesome. And guess who he played?
Nikola Tesla.
Yes.
I want to see it. Number three.
Great movie.
David Bowie once played the Elephant Man on Broadway.
That's people know that.
No, it's just down here in Nashville. He was walking down Broadway playing the
Elephant. Yeah, he was just playing that. Number 10, number something.
Two.
Number two of the top far-out facts about David Bowie. He once finished a set with a lollipop sticking out of his eye.
Yes, he did. And the number one.
When we were at junior high school, you weren't there, but we were junior high school, there's a guy in band, we played trombone, and this guy, what's his name? I actually know his name. Anyway.
Garton Blanston?
No, but he would always have one of those big charm suckers they'd sell in school.
Yes.
He'd have one of them in his mouth and a stick stuck down the hole in the trombone so he wouldn't get caught.
Oh, wow.
Great story.
Yeah,
anyway.
That's pretty good. Number one. The number one. Top 10.
I knew this.
Far out fact about David Bowie. It didn't say you wouldn't know it. Okay. It's just a far out fact. He didn't do any of the contact juggling in the Labyrinth.
Not in the Labyrinth. In Labyrinth.
In Labyrinth, yes.
That's where the guys got the one hand with the crystal ball. He's moving his hand back and forth.
Yes.
Rolling around his hand. Guy was standing behind him. Couldn't even see what he was doing. Had to redo it over and over again until he got it right.
How cool. Happy New Year, Craig.
Oh, Happy New Year, Aaron.
It's going to be a good year for the podcast. I'm telling you. I feel it in my bones.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, yeah, it's going to be great.
Our listeners can help us by telling their friends and family. Check out Weird at weirdnewspodcast.com. Also, check out my services for your podcast.
Stop.
PremierPodcastProductions.com.
Bowie's in space.
What are you doing out there, Bowie?
You only have one pair of clothes. You have several changes.